G-O-R-M. GORM.
Hello and welcome to GORM, which obviously stands for GORM, obviously recursive moniker, obviously recursive moniker, obviously recursive moniker.
No, I've gone for a themed one, and let's see if you can figure out the theme. Hit the trumpets. Do, 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 do. It's grinds, ollies, ramps, and manuals.
Hey! Oh, that nice. Was hot, man. That was hot.
Hot stuff. That's hotter than my fresh new ska band album. No, it's not really an album. It's just a single.
What's it called?
Ska. I love ska. It's, that's all
is that
is.
The name of the album?
That's the name of the album.
Okay, cool.
Ska. The album that is ska. One song.
Yes, and that song is also called I Love Ska.
Cool. Is it cool. Like spelt? Is the love spelt like greater than three? Or, what was it? Or less than three? No, greater than three. Whatever.
No, greater than three but is very wrong.
The
less
F,
than three.
The S is that like that classic old school S.
Tubular.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tubular.
Yeah.
The cool S.
Radical.
Right. Me myself, Taylor Small. Same name now. I don't know where I'm going.
No.
I was like, can I get my name in, and then I was like, shit, I can't just go into the RPG because they've got to say their names.
No. Me, I'm Tom Batkin. I say name now.
Me, myself, George Richardson. Am name.
Oh, okay, there we go.
It's good. Well done, guys.
Yeah, well done.
Today, we're gonna get radical because we're gonna play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater RPG. Made by Moguera 57. Oh, yeah. Keep doing it slightly off key so we can't get sued for playing that song.
I'm going to be honest. Yep. I don't think they're going to sue us for any of Tom's trumpet rendition, mouth trumpet renditions, because they're not accurate enough.
No algorithm is picking up on that shit.
No.
MTHPS RPG, as the game will now be known as forthwith.
Moguera 57's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater RPG.
Yeah, I feel like we should. It's actually Moguera 57's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater role-playing game.
Yeah, we do have to do the full name every time.
Okay. Yeah. It's just polite.
Yeah, so in Moguera 57's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater role-playing game, you obviously play as a skater boy or a skater girl.
Rat dude or
whatever, man. Yeah, dude or dudette. It's pretty simple. You roll a skater with some stats, and then you do skater things, such as rebelling against the school's lame no skateboards rule, or impressing a rocker with a nose ring who's only into tough guys. The actual rules, I'll read through them now briefly. So you start off. You make your skater doodle dudette by assigning 9 points among your stats, with 5 being the maximum score. Tony Hawk's vert is a 6, aka better than you could ever do, and 1 being the lowest. Guy who's like, not all cops, attitude is a 1. I was reading that directly from the thing, so sorry if my intonation was off. The stats are vert, street, attitude, pranks, and skills with a Z.
I'm kind of annoyed.
You get it.
Pranks doesn't also end with a Z,
right? It is a bit.
I mean, have some
that's
consistency.
The prank.
That
is,
oh, you know what?
Oh, they got you. They got you.
That's a good.
Oh, that was a good prank.
Oh, that's a good prank. Prank on me.
Bro.
That was straight from Bam Margera.
Yeah. king of pranks.
So, just before these guys roll, just as a frame of reference, in Moguera 57's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater role-playing game, you roll 2d6s whenever you want to achieve a task. You add the 2d6s together, then add whatever stat fits that roll, and then you succeed if your total is over a target number. So, an easy thing is 5, a basically impossible thing is 17, and anywhere in between. And I will be as the... Oh, what's a good name for the game master of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater RPG?
SM.
The Grindmaster.
Yeah, Grindmaster.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. That has some scar. Feels like it might have some weird connotations to me.
And yeah, brain master.
Oh no no no! Here, no, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you are the master of the skate game, you're just Tony Hawk.
I'm Tony Hawk.
You're just Tony Hawk,
dude.
Oh man.
There we go.
That's pretty dope. I'm like in my late 40s, I think.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think. I mean, he's still rad. Like, he still pops some sick tricks. But
we've seen the amount of like encounters that Tony Hawk has, where people go like, "Oh, Tony Hawk, like the skater," and he goes, "Yeah, just like the skater,
just like the skater."
Like he, yeah, he's
so many
had, like,
Hawks out there.
Yeah,
wasn't there also a Tony Hawk like Australian Prime Minister or something?
Bob Hawk.
Bob Hawk.
Bob, yeah, it's great uncle of Tony.
Bob Hawk.
I swear there was another famous Tony Hawk.
Probably, but Bob Hawk can down a pint of beer in less than 3 seconds. And I'm talking about the Prime Minister of Australia.
Yeah, he was a pretty dope dude. I've seen that video.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so I'm going to ask. Oh, yeah. As extra, attitude is a special stat. While a high attitude will get you in with the scene, it won't do you much good with squares. While you're talking to a square, you get a penalty equivalent to your attitude. For example, if you have 3 attitude and try to convince the mall cop to let you skate in peace, you would roll with a -3 penalty.
Oh no.
And some tasks don't even correspond to a stat. You don't give a shit about those. If you can't relate how you solve a problem to vert, street, attitude, or pranks, you get a -2 penalty on your roll. Players are encouraged to solve all their problems in a creative, skating-based way. So, awesome. Roll nice. Your dudes. You got to assign 9 points among your 5 stats.
Okay.
Oh, God. Probably should have pre-prepared that. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I will fill the space while Tom does it, at least.
Thank you for volunteering me.
You're welcome. No, you're doing your stats while I fill the space.
Yeah, and now I've got to desperately search for some sort of paper to write stuff down.
I'm going to be called Wheels McGee.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel as if we should also describe our deck.
Oh, yeah. What colour your trucks are.
Yeah, exactly, yep. All of that.
Yeah.
So my deck is a screeching phoenix.
Oh, whoa.
But it's laser pink.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey. Because my favorite trick is the laser flip.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That's always my go-to trick when I say like a trick. I can't do it. but if I'm like making a funny about skating, I'm like, do a laser flip. And if I'm honest, I can't tell you exactly what a laser flip looks like.
I think it's
like
a
variation of a kick flip, right?
I think it's a kick flip, but where you flip the board with your hand or something.
Right. Okay.
But that could be completely off. I have no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Okay.
Okay. I found some paper.
Great. Do you need us to keep filling?
No, I'm good. My character's name is Ollie Grindsmith.
He has
1 vert, 1 attitude, 1 pranks, 1 skills, and 5 street. So he is maximum razzle dazzle with his dexterity and handling of his skateboard.
Oh, dude, that's pretty rad.
His deck is a set of flaming angel's wings. He's got neon green and neon yellow trucks and
Raven man.
Yeah, it's to properly extra add to the razzle dazzle hypnotism of his street skills. And his special move is the gravitonium, which he jumps slightly off the ground and then remains there for 10 seconds.
What?
Like, just hovering.
Oh, I didn't think about having a special move.
Yeah, there you go. You got to come up with something.
By the way, I was completely wrong about a laser flip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't explain it. The board does some magic.
so much of it is magic.
So my special move is going to be the magic flip. where the halfway through the flip, it disappears. I land on the ground running, and then I take off my hat and pull out my board from my hat.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Do you like pull it out of a beanie?
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's not, yeah, yeah. It's none
it.
Of that.
I love it.
None of that square top hat shit.
Yeah. No, you just pull it straight out of that soft woolen hat. God, I love it.
God, that's good. Oh, that's...
oh man, wheels and now,
of course, a magic flip is almost certainly a real thing, isn't it? So
probably, yeah. I mean, like, it's definitely not as amazing as that. Well, I no, you know what? I think that adds to the coolness. Like, you say, "Oh, hey, I'm gonna beat you in whatever." Like. To keep like low to the ground tricks competition, and then you say, "Oh, I'm just gonna do my magic flip," and
yeah.
Then they go, "Oh, well, you're not gonna win," and then you do that.
My stats are 3 vert, 1 street, 2 attitude, 2 pranks, 1 skills.
Dope. So just to remind people, vert is all about height, power, and speed whilst on the skateboard. Street is about dexterity and handling of your skateboard. Attitude is how rad of a dude or dudette you are. Pranks are just how dope your pranks are, bro. And skills is like a specific skill that you excel at.
Oh. I am good. What's my skill?
Yeah, you have to pick a specific.
Well, you got
to
pick a thing. Examples are good music taste, playing in a ska band, Tony Hawk's Underground 2, or any specific skill that would be beneficial to a rad skater dude like you.
Okay, it is sarcasm.
Okay, well, you get a +2 bonus on rolls whenever the situation comes up and you can justify this skill would be beneficial in some way. So, I mean, sarcasm is pretty good because you just generally are quite a sarcastic man.
That's true. Yeah. Wheels McGee is the most sarcastic man you'll ever meet, although his skills is only rank 1, so potentially he's not that good at sarcasm. He doesn't quite understand it.
Well, he's very dedicated to sarcasm. He's got a whole skill that's just sarcasm.
Yeah, it sounds like everything he says is sarcastic, but then it's everything he says, so you're not quite sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. Let's begin this rodeo. So you guys are in Washington D.C. You are attending a skater convention that is being hosted by the U.S. government.
Okay.
As a way to foster good relations between the young people and of the United States of America.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, like all the stuck-up people, you know, that work in government, just trying to get you guys to mingle and stuff. You know, there's a couple of like guys in suits trying to just do an ollie stationary. They're not having a great time at it, but they're trying. They're giving it a go.
I mean, like, I'm not going to bond with some non-radical squares, but I think it's pretty fresh the kind of event that we've got going on here.
Yeah, and it is pretty fresh up until the prankster of all pranksters, Bam Margera.
Oh man,
pulls a prank too far.
Oh whoa, man. Bam Margera's here.
Yeah. Oh no, of course he is. He was part of the committee that set up the convention.
We should have known then. We should have known an elaborate prank.
They all should have known. Everyone thought he's on the straight and narrow. Dumb. It's Bam Margera. So he rides his skateboard from the top of the Washington Monument, streaming behind him a sign like you would from an airplane.
But yeah,
and it says Trump's hands too small to do a grab 180.
Oh, it's true. I'm gonna give that a chuckle. I mean,
yeah, and right. You know what happens? He gets taken down by some Secret Service dudes, and they take him into the White House.
Holy shit!
And word goes around that by using some like secret Area 51 technology, they've brainwashed Bam to make a statement later denying that climate change is a thing.
Oh my goodness.
And they know that if Bam Margera makes this statement, all the young kids are going to listen. They're going to be like, fuck Greta, what's her name? Thunberg or whatever the fuck. Yeah, that's it. Fuck her. Bam Margera is the person we need to listen to as the hip young high schoolers that we are. Oh, and he says climate change ain't no thing.
And he's only like 45 at this point.
Probably. Yeah, I as a Generation Y or Z member would definitely listen to anything that Bam Margera said.
Right?
Yeah, those Generation Ys, they're such posers. I've already gone to Generation AA. We've had to start the alphabet.
You have to start it again, yeah.
Also, we're all alcoholics. There is nothing squarer than denying climate change.
No, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if there's the one thing that skaters really care about, it's the environment.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I imagine Bob Burnquist is a big environmentalist, I assume.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, he just seems like that kind of guy from the small amount of exposure I got from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
I mean, hey, they all love the green, don't they?
They do love the green.
They all love them leaves. They do. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah? Right, talking about weed. Don't know if that was made clear. but yeah.
It was.
Talking about Mary Jane. So basically, you guys, as fairly, you know, prominent members of the skate community, have taken it upon yourselves to prevent this disaster, and you've got like 1 hour before he's going to be wheeled out.
Holy shit! All right, we got to get in there. Yeah.
Oh wait, I need to think of a voice. Ollie, man, what are we going to do? They can't get Bam.
I don't know, my dude. We totally got to do something though, because like. You know, climate change is most not cool. I just sound like like Bill or Ted.
totally, man. I mean, like, how are we gonna surf when it's all water? There'll be no waves, dude.
I don't even know. There aren't gonna be any rails to do sick grinds off of, and like,
no, they'll be underwater
doing a 720 gazelle flip. Like, when there aren't any gazelles, like, oh my god. What?
People won't even know what it is, man.
Is that just going to go away?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't like it. And like, if the trees are gone, how are we going to make our boards, dude?
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that. All right.
Oh, man.
Let's go get it. We got to do something. Yeah,
we got to take this Trump down, man. We got to take him down.
Let's take him down, man. okay. So the first thing that we're going to have to do is probably get into the White House. So
how close are we to the White House?
So in the area surrounding, so is there a name for like the kind of lawn that surrounds the White House?
Is that just the White House. All of the different lawns have different names.
Okay, well we're not going to go into that right now. But basically, just beyond like the big fence that goes around the White House grounds, there's like they've moved in loads of like half pipes, ramps, rails, shit like that, to build a kind of impromptu skate park next to it. And so you guys are in that. So you're already pretty close to the White House.
Right. Okay. So.
But you're not in the grounds.
So we're like.
Yeah. Just outside.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Just outside. We're like on the mall area, kind of.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Is there a vert ramp that's kind of like close to the fence?
Man, there's vert ramps all over the place. And the great thing about these ramps, most of them, they're on little like trolley wheels. You just move them around.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah. There we go. Let's kick it in the right direction. Give ourselves
a bit of... How much Secret Service we got?
There's quite a lot of Secret Service, but you have noticed that some of the Secret Service men seem to be getting quite into like trying out the skateboards and stuff. Like, you think like a couple of them may actually be like maybe like not totally heinous, you
not
know?
Heinous narcs.
Yeah,
right. Okay. I mean, I totally don't think that, but like I guess they're stupid enough to think that we like them, so let's go, you know, we could probably trick them.
All right,
so what are you doing?
Go on, Tom.
I'm not great at vert, and I know this, so I was gonna grind on the fence. Like,
okay.
Just if there are any sort of rails, because there's a few like fountains and stuff, and there's some roadways and little walls and things, and I was gonna just like jump, grind, and chain that grind until I get to the White House.
Right, I see. So you're going for like combo power, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. I wanna smash through one of the White House windows at a pretty reasonable speed after doing some sick combo grinds.
Okay, all right. So you can start off your grind easily enough just by like building up some ramps and some other rails.
Tight.
To give you, and then you gotta like obviously like ollie a bit of a gap.
Yeah.
But you can get on it. But you're gonna have to roll me a street roll.
That's
difficult. It's gonna be, I mean, like, this is a pretty epic grind.
It is.
You're gonna have to roll me a difficulty 10.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a go. I've got a 5 street, and I have rolled combined with my 5 street, I have rolled a 12.
Gnarly, dude.
You keep the combo going, my man. You string those combos out. You pop a couple of like manuals as you're doing it as well.
Yeah,
and like slides. They're just slides, right? That's what they're called. Slides, yeah, when you do it sideways.
Grinds, yeah.
Slide grinds. You grind that coffee and you pop yourself straight through an open window. Actually,
but
it's like on the ground floor. Like, you manage to get to like a little banister that's on like a veranda. You hop off of that. Straight through an open window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. Good, I'm going to, superhero drop onto the floor, holding my board in one hand and bracing myself on the floor with the other. And then I'm just going to...
Tight.
I'm going to wait.
Cool. What does Wheels McGee do?
Oh, Wheels McGee's going straight in on that vert ramp, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. I've got my vert skill of 3.
Yeah, I need
What's
you to roll
difficulty?
It. It's going to have to be, again, another difficulty 10 for Vert. It's pretty, I mean, the White House fence is pretty high.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's bad. 8.
Oh, no, man.
My dude. That's bogus. So what happens is that the back of your board clips the top of the fence, and you wipe out on the right side of the fence, so you're into the grounds, but you wipe out, cause a bit of a ruckus, and a Secret Service guy comes running over. And he's
okay.
Like,
"What are you doing? What are you doing?" "Hey man, I'm just testing out the fence, dude. You know, we gotta make sure those Mexicans can't get in, dude."
okay.
He's undercover. He doesn't really believe that.
I need you to roll.
I was thinking, can I use my sarcasm for that?
Ooh. Okay.
I mean, it's only one, so it doesn't really do anything. But
yeah, sure. Okay, so you give me a skills roll. It's gonna be a difficulty.
Doesn't matter, bro.
What doesn't matter? I was gonna say difficulty 12.
Well, I rolled to 12 plus a 1. 13.
What?
I rolled a fucking crit, bro.
My dude. Okay. So this guy is like, I like your politics. clearly, Mr. Trump would trust a man like you, and if he would trust you, I trust you. So continue going about your day. You've really changed my opinion on skaters. I thought they were all dirty liberal scum.
No, dude.
You clearly hold the same kind of conservative feelings that I do. Some say bordering on racist. I don't say that, but some people do, you know.
Some people.
They're wrong.
Some people
obviously.
Most definitely do.
Don't worry, dude. Yeah. My signature move is the right wing. You know, I start walking away from him, and I like shout over my shoulder, "Ice lives matter, bro. Ice lives matter."
Oh my god, oh, fuck you, weird.
But obviously, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, we're skating around some dangerous territory here.
Yeah. Skating.
Okay,
I'd
yes.
I'd like to get towards where Ollie is.
Yeah, you you managed to pop yourself into the White House via the open window that Ollie went through. Ollie, I imagine you were just holding that superhero pose, just waiting for Wales to turn up.
I started smoking some dank kush a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Nice.
Oh, dude, pass and puff, dude.
Yeah, yeah, puff, puff, pass. There we go. Pass to the left. I'll hand over.
Oh, man, thanks.
I no problem, man. I ain't going to harsh your mellow.
So you guys find yourselves in some sort of dining room that's been, you know, it had been set up for lunch, but clearly whoever's coming here to eat has eaten, left a little bit of a mess. But
there's so many McDonald's wrappers around here. Who the fuck ate in here? I mean, I totally get it right now. I'm really feeling some of them McD's, but like,
oh my god,
this is the White House, right?
You know what I could go for? I could definitely go for some Mackey's, some McDonald's. Delicious, man. That
Filet-O-Fish.
Oh,
seeing this Mackey's, your keen noses pick up the scent of chicken McNuggets. Coming from an adjacent room.
Oh my god.
Dude.
The nugs.
Ollie, do you smell that?
Yeah. I can smell those nugs. I think they're from this way. And like,
I can't remember why we're here, but we gotta get those nugs.
We gotta get them.
I'm really feeling it.
I'm gonna head towards that room then. I'm gonna sort of like sneakily open the door. Because I am aware that we're like breaking the law and I don't want anyone to harsh our mellow.
Sure, yeah. So as you sneak open the door, you notice that the sort of polished wooden floor of the dining room gives way to this sort of black and white tiling in the next room, and you see the glow of many neon lights. And as you push the door open further, you find that you are standing, well, on the threshold of a whole McDonald's branch in the White House.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys have seen that film Richie Rich, where he has McDonald's in his house. It's that.
It's that. It's Richie Rich.
It's that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah, man. I can't believe our luck.
That was the perfect stoner laugh, mate. That was perfect.
Yeah, man.
Okay,
I can't believe our luck.
That's amazing. Like,
but you know what?
Do you reckon it's like normal prices?
I think it's got to be free. Like, let's check it out though. Like, you know what? I love some McDonald's, but you know the thing that I really don't love is like all the meat and like the stuff that they do to the climate. You know, because that's a cool issue that we're definitely in touch with as
generations. totally.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get the Filet-O-Fish though, just in case we run out of fish.
Well, yeah,
in real life. It could be the last chance.
I'm not gonna not get one.
Yeah, but we can like acknowledge that it's bad.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's head up. Let's just cruise on up to the counter.
So you go up to the counter and there's someone manning it, and they say, "Hello there, welcome to McDonald's, the White House branch. What can I get you?"
Can I have one Filet-O-Fish?
And
one Filet-O-Fish? Nobody orders a Filet-O-Fish.
That is true.
Make it a large.
A large? I don't even think we make large Filet-O-Fishes. I don't think they do make a large Filet-O-Fish. I think it just comes in one size, doesn't it?
I want the meal.
He wants the large meal.
You work here. Oh my god.
I mean, that was more like Taylor and...
Can I speak to your manager?
I want to speak to the manager.
Okay. And she goes into the back, and she brings out Mike Pence, who doubles as the manager for this McDonald's. I don't actually know what Mike Pence sounds like. What part of America is he from?
He's southern.
Give me a cardinal southern direction, and I will do an over-the-top version of that accent.
He's southern, but he's not. No, I think he's Midwestern actually, I think he has like a. He's Mormon.
Oh, he is.
Or something.
Hell, I can't do this. He says, what seems to be the problem here?
I ordered the fillet of fish, large. Before you kill all the fishes with your, intensive farming practices.
Yeah, man.
But the guy started questioning me, and I don't think that's right as a customer, so I think I should get my Filet-O-Fish for free.
Yeah, man. What's up with that? That's totally bogus, man.
Look, I'm sorry. This merch at McDonald's is only for White House staff. You don't look like White House staff.
We're staff for the day. Obviously. Have you not even seen outside?
I want you to roll an attitude.
Cool. Is that with a bonus of attitude or with the negative of attitude?
No, this is with a negative because Mike Pence is very square. He's
what? You
can't really get squarer than Mike Pence.
Yeah,
he is the epitome of square.
Yeah. So the difficulty for this is going to be a 9.
I have rolled a 9, but my attitude is 1. So
looks like you fail. He says, we definitely wouldn't hire anyone like you.
Are you kidding?
Work in the White House.
Are you kidding, man? It's in the Constitution. Yeah, have you even read that?
No, we're not allowed to read the Constitution here, in this administration. I'm gonna get Cindy here to escort you off the premises. Cindy, if you please.
Excuse me, Mr. I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Mr. Pence.
I don't see a name badge. I mean, that's surely against cop rules.
Sorry, did you say Mr. Penis?
I think you did, man.
I think that's what I heard.
Clearly
Look,
said Mr. Pence.
Mr. Penis, I don't think the language you're using is, like, okay, and I would like to speak to your manager, please.
As you say that, there's a buzzing noise, and from like a little ticker tape thing, an order starts to print out, and it just keeps going. It keeps going and going and going, and Mike Pence looks at his watch and he goes, "Oh God, it's that time of day again. 10 past lunchtime. Time for the big man's second lunch." And he goes, and he's like watching the readout, and he's completely distracted by it. Clearly, this is top priority.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Wow, he's really going for a big order today. He's even ordering the Filet-O-Fish, and he never orders the Filet-O-Fish. Jesus, that's a lot of McNuggets. Cindy, I don't think you're going to be able to carry all of these. You guys, what were your names?"
I'm gonna turn to Wheels McGee. And I just go, "The Filet-O-Fish? You don't think? No. What?
Wait.
No.
What?
What?
Wait, am I the president?"
"I think so, man.
Oh my God. I'm the president. Mr. Penis?"
I'm gonna reach over, grab the order. If there's like a room designation, I'd like to read that. And then I'm and I'm gonna say, "Mr. Penis, my name is Suck My Butt," and then I'm gonna roll out.
Okay, so yeah, it has designation of the Oval Office.
Cool.
Obviously.
Heading that way.
That's the name of a room that I know in the White House. Yep. Mr. Pence is like flusters after you, but he can't get over the counter quick enough. And you just like you just walk straight out, and you can see that there's a large hallway in front of you. There's sort of double-winged, I don't know how to say it, like two staircases that go up and round and meet in the middle, you know, fancy style. Like, who needs two staircases to essentially the same room? I don't know. No one rich does. People, right? Yeah, and they go up to the second floor when you see, like, a little plate, like a little plaque at the top with one of the signs pointing to Oval Office this way.
But the Oval Office is on the ground floor.
Not in this White House. This White House okay, that has a McDonald's branch in it.
Trump moved it because he wanted to be higher up in the building.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He likes to look down on people.
It's the same like location if you're looking directly from above. He just raised it on stilts.
Yeah, exactly. But you also see that up in the like the galleries, like up in the landing, there's a lot of Secret Service dudes, and these are the dudes that obviously, you know, probably weren't let out to play with the skaters because they're probably a little bit trigger happy.
Okay.
They look like hard dudes.
Okay.
So I don't know how you're gonna pull this.
Was it like a big yeah man?
No, I meant do an ollie.
Oh. Then I want to high five Wheels McGee and then head off to do an ollie. And I would like to do... they're up on the landing. Can I try and get them caught in each other's crossfire with some sweet skills?
Just like the biggest ollie.
Yeah, they're just a huge... A huge ollie, bit of grind up that curved staircase, defying physics, really. But
sure.
My signature moves, the gravitonium. Gravity forgot about me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna ask you to roll a street difficulty of 7.
Okay.
But a pranks difficulty. And if you succeed, there will be a pranks roll.
Okay. So I'm going to roll a street difficulty.
Yep.
I have absolutely demolished that street difficulty, and I have rolled a 16.
Whoa, that's nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you, through the magic of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater logic, in a very short space of time, you gain enough speed to jump onto the rail or the banister and ride up it. Against the flow of gravity, obviously, as you said, gravity has forgotten about you.
Yeah.
And you get to the top of the curve, like the sort of the apex of the curve, and these dudes like clock you.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna have to roll pranks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say difficulty 9.
Okay.
To get like Secret Service dudes to kill each other in a crossfire yes. is a pretty hardcore prank.
It's a pretty good prank. Okay. I've got a pranks of 1 and I have rolled a 5 and a 4. So a 10.
But hey!
So I've managed to prank them.
Gnarly. What do you say when you hit that apex?
I don't know.
Just a social experiment, bro.
It's only a social experiment. This is like in slow-mo. And I'm still toking away.
All these guys like get their rifles, they swing them up, and they start blasting because there's nothing they hate more than a cocksure young guy grinding a sick grind. They open fire with no thought for their own safety, and they all shoot each other. And they're all like, they're not like all down. They're not like, sorry, they're not all dead, but they're all down. Yeah. They're like, because they've all got like shoulder wounds and like thigh wounds. Like, yeah, they're pretty, you got them good, dude.
I'm going to walk up to the one that looks most like a narc. And I'm going to pop my joint in his mouth and say, legalize it.
The dude, this narc dude, unwittingly takes like a long drag from this joint. And actually, he looks pretty chill. You think this is just what he needed? Maybe he's going to rethink his career after this.
It is a pain toke.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, but maybe he's going to be passing it to the left, to his fellow wounded Secret Service members. Who knows?
This is how we cure America, dude.
I know, man. It's just a plan. Like, how do you make a plant illegal? It's medicine. It's been used for thousands of years.
Either 420, and then I just dab.
Dear God. I'm imagining nowadays that there must be like a skate trick where you like dab on your board, right? Like in a jump something. Like, and it's got a name, probably. It's got
to
be.
It has to be. Yeah. All right, I'm searching. It's called the Rolly Dab.
Dab skate tricks. Whilst you're doing that, so you guys have essentially cleared the dab and go. You just made that up, didn't you?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay. Dab and go. Yes, you've cleared the upper landing. The way to the Oval Office is clear. The door is shut, but yeah.
All right, well, let's skate on over.
Yeah, let's roll on.
How do you open the door?
Just burst straight through.
You burst straight through.
Roll straight through.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Speed.
Yeah. Actually, roll me a vert. Like check. I'm not going to give you difficulty. I just want to like see how intense this is.
Nine.
Okay, that's pretty intense. Okay, so you like get some serious speed up down the landing, because again, it's like all polished wood. It's like perfect for skateboards. And just before you do like an ollie and angle like the bottom of your board straight at the door, and you basically just do like a plant like straight through. And the door comes off its hinges, and you kind of like it comes off, and as it's falling forward, you kind of like ramp up it, and you do right, like nice. you can do like, I don't know, you do a magic flip if you want.
It's I was gonna say I'm going straight into the magic flip.
Yeah, it's all good, man. You do a magic flip. But
I'm not taking it out of the hat yet.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, this is a bamboozle if ever I did see one. Okay, so you burst in there, you land on your feet. No board to hand, but we all know where it really is. Ollie Grindsmith, how do you want to follow up Wheels McGee?
I want to roll in with a fakey big spin.
Fakey big spin, yes.
It's gonna
be... What the fuck's
a
big spin?
I'm looking it up now.
I mean, that is a trick,
definitely a trick.
Fakie big spin is a trick.
Fakie means you're the stance is the wrong way round.
Yeah.
No, fake is it or is it? Yeah,
that might be a no. But it is a combination of a big spin along with a kickflip in a fakie position.
Whoa!
Wow.
But I'm just gonna do that, and it's gonna look cool.
Heck yeah, it is. Do me a street roll just to see how cool it is.
Okay, cool. That is a, oh my god, I can't do basic maths. 14.
Oh, dude, this is like the biggest fakey spin.
Yeah,
the fakest of big spins.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, your board is like whizzing, whirling. It's into new dimensions. Your trucks are fucking glowing, my dude. And you burst in. You land perfectly on the thick carpet of the Oval Office. So, you know, bear that in mind. See that that on the sofas in front of the Oval Office desk sits Mr. President Donald J. Trump. On the opposite sofa, Bam Margera, who is looking like stoned, but not in like the normal way he looks stoned, in that, like, you know how Bam like always looks stoned?
Yeah.
So you're just like, that's Bam?
Yeah.
Now you're like, oh, Bam's actually, he's tripping on some shit because like, he don't look stoned. Oh, like, he looks like more than stoned. He's next level stoned.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Damn!
That's some totally...
I need some of that shit.
Bogus shit.
And you hear like, Trump, he's like, we gotta reopen all of the coal mines. and Bam is like... Yeah. and Trump is like just, you know, wagging his little finger at him and smugly pouting. You know, Trump stuff. We've been over this ground before. We all know all the jokes about Trump have been made. It's all, you know, I'm not going to go too far into it, but yeah, he's a dick. Yeah, what do you guys do? Like, you notice Bam doesn't really notice you, and Trump is so like into his whole like it's his own headspace that he doesn't really notice you either. So you guys do what you will.
Okay, I'm gonna as I enter the room halfway through the as I get down from the magic flip, I'm gonna like say to the room at large, "Yo, where'd my board go? That's whack, dude." And hopefully grab their attention.
They'll be convinced.
Bam notices you, and he's like, "Oh, Mr. Trump, dude, there's like a dude with like a beanie on in your circle office. In this office. He's in here, and there's two of them. Whoa." And Trump's like, "Gina." He says, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is this?
Dude, looking for my board, dude. Have you seen that?
What? There are no boards in here.
And as I'm walking towards
him, for his board, man.
Taking my beanie off.
What you got under that beanie?
Oh, dude, no, I'm just being respectful of your office.
Oh, my okay. This is a good move. He's like, okay. Well, please go ahead.
I love your office, dude. I mean, like, I like the way that it's not square.
Oh, it's totally not square.
It's curvy like me.
Not like some of those narcs back there.
Yeah, man, those narcs are the worst, dude. Like, I mean,
you're as curvy as wave ramps. Oh, shit. Yeah.
That killed
those me. Fucking libtards, man. Am I right? Oh, am I right?
No, I hate the libtards. I hate them all. I hate them. They're all fake news. You know what? The skate trick I hate is fakies.
Because fake news.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it, man.
It's clever, right? It's clever. Very, I came up with it on my own. Clever. All my own words. All my own words.
I would like to use part of the one of these sofas as a quarter pipe, like go up it, pop a blunt in Bam's mouth. And use the rough top side of the skateboard in a kickflip to build up enough friction to light it, and hopefully that'll snap Bam out of his stupor.
Ooh, boy, okay.
The grip.
It's gonna be tough. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna give you. Yeah, this is. I guess it's a street roll. This is some serious dexterity you gotta do here.
Yeah.
It's gonna have to be difficulty 13. Oh, it's an extremely difficult task. That's
a tough one. Okay. Fuck. I only got an 11.
Oh, dude. So you managed to slip the blunt into Bam's mouth.
Yeah.
Because most of the time it's kind of like half open anyway.
Yeah.
He like, as he's saying like, "Do you know where my Filet-O-Fish is?" And then as he says it, you pop it in his mouth, and he's like, "Ooh." But as you get to the top of this sofa, acting as a quarter pipe,
yeah.
You fumble a little bit, and you wipe out onto the soft carpet, so you're fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're now on like behind the sofa. You did not light the spliff. Oh, it's, man, just hanging out of Bam's, it's just mouth. Hanging there.
Damn.
And Trump goes, did you get that from McDonald's?
Pointing
at the spliff.
Yeah. Brought it right up.
Is that a new menu? Is that like an October special thing?
Yeah, it's like the Choco Loco Super Breakfast Burrito, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's brand new.
It's
breakfast burrito.
It's,
you say breakfast burrito. I love breakfast burritos.
Yeah, man. It's smoked as well.
Smoked.
I'm gonna say I'm like still lying on my back on the carpet, wiped out, but I'm just laughing to myself.
Hey, Bam, give me some of that breakfast burrito. And Bam goes, whatever you say, man, you're the boss, you're the man. and he passes it over to Trump. And Trump's like, gives it like a little nibble. And he's like, this is a strange breakfast burrito. It's quite small. I'm a man of large tastes.
Oh, man.
Dude, you gotta light it. And then at this point, I'd like to reach in to the beanie and pull out the board.
Oh.
And as a prank, smash him in the face.
Yeah, go for it. This is a prank roll of, I'm going to say like 7, because like you prepared this basically.
Yeah, I got a 9.
You got a 9. Okay, you smash Donald J. Trump squarely in the face. And this dude, basically, he swallows the blunt. Like, you smash it into his mouth.
Oh, man.
And he gets rocked over, and, like, falls backward, like, literally, like, flips over the fucking sofa. And he's, like, coughing and spluttering. He's like, yo, no. Is this how Donald J. Trump ends his life? No. It needs to be bigger. This is, no.
You can make it bigger, dude. There's a window right there.
No. Donald J. Trump will never kill himself. He'll only ever get someone else to do it. Bam, help me. Help Papa D. Help him. Help. He refers to himself as Papa D, obviously.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's a little known fact. That's how he refers to himself. Not only in the Oval Office, also the bedroom. Pretty much anywhere out of public eye.
Wonderful.
Papa D. Bam, like, jumps up and he's like, oh no, Mr. President, dude.
Bam.
And he, like, gets down and he's trying to, he, like, runs over and he stops for a moment as you say that.
Bam, no. You know this guy's a square. You've just got to leave him behind. There's other ramps to ride and other pranks to prank. Come on, man. You know it. You know it to be true.
Okay, sure. Roll me.
I'm still lying completely on my back.
Roll me attitude.
Yeah.
But at the moment, Bam is a square, so you're going to get a penalty. The difficulty is 7 because usually this would obviously be a no-brainer for Bam.
Yeah. That's a 6 and a 3 with my modifier of -1, so 8.
Oh, my man. Bam, like, thinks for a moment. He's like, Raps? Raps? We're not talking about, like, Raps is in ramping up the economy by opening the coal mines, right? Or are we?
Hell no, man. We're talking about
those, like,
sweet box ramps, quarter pipes, half pipes,
quarter pipes, half pipes,
vert ramps, big old balls,
vert ramps, big old balls,
bowls,
balls,
balls, also
big old balls,
also balls.
That's what they said I had when I was on Jackass. Big old balls. I'm Bam Margera. Why the heck am I in the Oval Office?
Our boy is back.
Yeah, man.
What the heck? Like,
this
dudes,
guy reckons he's Pepper Margera.
Pepper? What?
Hey.
This guy isn't Pepper Margera. If he was Pepper Margera, I would have super glued his pubes to his face or something by now.
Yeah, you would
have
pranked
him. This guy's just an orange fool. Exactly. And he sees the joint in Trump's mouth, sticking out just out of the mouth. It's like stuck down the throat. And he's like, man, you don't even deserve this sweet kush. And he takes it out, inadvertently saving the president. But he grabs it and he lights that shit up. He doesn't, I mean, it's Bam Margera. He doesn't care where that joint has been. He's like, takes a sweet drag. And he's like, my dudes, I hear like, you could do like a really sick ramp off of the roof of this building if you know where to go. Follow me. We got some sick pranks to do.
Totally.
He throws that like cool sign where you stick out your little finger and your thumb.
Oh yeah.
He waggles it. And then he skips out of the Oval Office, taking a sweet drag from that doobie. And I mean, I don't think Bam Margera is going to be denying climate change ever again. But I tell you what, you now know that Donald Trump refers to himself as Papa D.
I wish I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, do with that what you will. Mm. But either way, you save Bam, and that in itself is worth something.
Thank God. Let's get out of this American wasteland.
Brilliant.
Pick it up. Yeah, well done, guys. You completed a game of Maguire's 57's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater role-playing game.
Here's the thing, guys. I feel as if there's any real skaters listening to this, we would be the squares because we got the nomenclature completely wrong.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, but we gave it a go, and I think they respect that.
I would argue that I think all of us, we've played Thug, right? We played Tony Hawk's Underground, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Yeah,
Pro Skater Underground.
We dig those games. We've watched fucking Jackass. I've seen clips of Tony Hawk and various other skaters that I don't remember their names. You know what? And I accept that I am too uncool to be part of that community. You know what? I think they are radical as fuck. And I think they would respect the fact that even though we got all the nomenclature wrong, that we have good intent behind it, right?
We gave it a go.
That's true.
We stuck with decent like policies in our pranks and in our general game. I think we tried all about that skate life. There was less scar than I was wishing for. But we gave it a go.
We should bring in more scar next time.
There's got to be more scar the next time we play this. There just has to be a scar playlist on in the background.
I think that was a pretty good game, though. I like the.
It was. It's really good.
Yeah,
I really like doing the fucking skater voice.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like so which two accents do we fall into? Australian or just like Cali dude? That's very easy for us to do. Before I forget, the game is by Reddit user Moguera 57, which is spelled Moguera 57, the number. George will put a link to the RPG in the show notes, right, George?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Right. Plugs. Plugs. And not the kind that you put in your ears, you crazy body mod skater dudes. I've just lost it, haven't I? We're like allies of the skate community, and no, I've just no, said something it. Very fucking lame.
That was totally not cool. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spotify. We're on what's the other one that we don't like anymore? We are on it.
Pocket Casts. Yeah,
we don't like it, so don't subscribe on there. But
it's all right.
I still like the app. I just don't like their business decisions.
Yeah.
But you can find us pretty much everywhere. If you just follow the Twitter at Gorm Podcast, I usually post up the episode as it comes out, and by as it comes out, I mean like a day or two later. Yeah. Just because, you know, like we like to stagger releases, and it is in no way because I forget to do it.
Yep, definitely.
And
not.
If you have a game you want us to play, tweet us
At Gorm Podcast.
At Gorm Podcast. We also have a website, gormpodcast.com. It's mostly just links to all the above, but we also have on there RPGs that you can download for free. What? So go give those a look if you haven't already.
But if you like the RPGs, you can find us on itch.io, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, I've changed the website, so it just links to itch now. So
okay.
Oh, nice.
But, the sentiment remains the same in that you can pay what you want for our RPGs.
You can.
If you want to support us in that way. We'd appreciate it.
If you want to take it for free, and then if you've enjoyed it, a nice little donation would be much appreciated.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, and follow me at GJHRTweets. Oh. At GJHRTweets. Do it.
Oh, it's just become a vehicle for your own plugging your shitty Twitter. Yeah, I say shit. I haven't been on your Twitter. What was George's last tweet?
My last tweet was a micro book review of Them, Adventures with Extremists by John Ronson. I gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
You said, I guess Alex Jones was crazy all along. A roller coaster narrative that simultaneously makes you empathize with some of the extremists whilst highlighting much of their hypocrisy. Hashtag Illuminati. Hashtag book review.
By the way, hashtag Illuminati, just as crazy you'd expect. Yeah, it's not. Most of it is not satire. It is just people being crazy, and I love it.
I am definitely...
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I know we're filling time now and we should end, but I just clicked on the hashtag Illuminati thing. Yeah. The top one is something that says, it turns out that the yacht used by Greta Thunberg on a 2-week voyage to cross the Atlantic to New York has connections to the Rothschild family and the Monaco family. She is backed by George Soros and Bill Gates. It looks like the hashtag Illuminati stole your childhood, Greta.
That's already amazing. Brilliant. That doesn't have really any following, though.
No.
Okay, now I'm going to read the bio of the person that tweeted that. There's no time and there's no space. They are both illusions.
It's just a concept. It's a construct.
There we go. Time and space are just constructs.
In the meantime, remember to tell your friends.
And your mother.
Bye-bye.